This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we focused earlier, because so many people have been salivating over this UFO study and the dreams and hopes of disclosure and repeating every year it's going to happen now or it's going to happen then and all that, what can we do really to move research forward?
You got any simple questions?
Well, that can be subdivided in 2,000 different questions, but really, it seems as if it just goes on and on without change.
Well, but one of the issues that I have brought up repeatedly, and it's probably a good segue from the religious issue,
sure,
because we are talking fundamental belief systems. From a government perspective, you do not expect the government to do research into areas that support your belief system. For instance, don't know of any studies in, near death or postmortem communication or a host of other issues, a little bit in healing, unless you call it spiritual healing and then it belongs outside. So these areas that are out there says you really need to go to independent agencies, things that are not part of the government. One of my issues has been, if you look at how money is spent, look at the Large Hadron Collider is an example. I think we've spent about $17 billion on that already, looking for the God particle. And that's based on a model of the universe that's purely materialistic and of very interest to a very, very small subset of people. And yet, if I take, again, the studies, I wrote to this in Reality Denied. I have a whole section on being dead, literally, and near-death experience. And that ought to be of interest to 100% of the population. And yet, since everybody's going to have a chance to encounter a transition at least once, the point is that we spend almost nothing and can't convince very few people. You get individual donors who fund minor studies. But that ought to be, a front burner item, and yet it isn't.
After all this time, do you think that the major publicity this episode has received in the New York Times and other publications, is that going to cause ongoing interest, or is this something that after the human interest stories, it's going to fade out in a few months and that's going to be it for now?
It's a blip. The problems that are facing the country and the world today are absolutely massive. Now, the problem here is that you have a small group of people, i.e. the UFO community, whatever that is, or maybe we say communities because they are split and, cannibalistic. But, it's really very, very small. The general population has, sort of a generic interest in the topic, but it's not a burning issue for them. So unless something is done or some major breakthrough occurs, I think from a news perspective, it'll be, a few stories on that. But this has always been the status quo. This really hasn't changed in at least half a century.
It is. You get this flurry of interest, a new sighting, and then everybody's talking about it. It's always going to be focused on spaceships, nothing else. And then it just fades away, supplanted, obviously, by the ongoing things that are happening right now, in addition to record colds back east, storms, crisis overseas with North Korea, the political machinations in Washington. It's hard to think there's anything else going on.
Well, this gets to, the issues. Some folks that we know or come up with the notion that E.T. is here walking among us. And my point there is, if that is true, and a significant percentage of the population actually believes that, not for our benefit. And they're certainly not helping with the issues that you just described. I haven't seen a lessening of wars or complex issues, disease problems, climate change, pick your macro issues. If anything, they seem to be exacerbated. So E.T. didn't bring any great benevolent answers to us. I mean, having said that, I should throw out, and, that I've talked about the cases like Chris Bledsoe where interactions have occurred and you have things like spontaneous healing. Obviously has advantages for certain individuals.
This, of course, is the biggest issue here. You have all these people running around claiming to have been contacted somehow by Space Brothers, or they're channeling or something like that. We get letters all the time from people like that offering to be on the show, and they claim to have all these insights. And then I ask them, well, what have they done? What has E.T. done for us lately? How many people, right, how many people die yesterday of opioid addiction? What has E.T. done about that? How many people die in the Middle East for one crisis or another? What about car crashes? What about shootings? When's it going to happen? When's E.T. going to land and get things together? On the other hand, what's your perception of experiencers such as people who claim to be abducted by UFOs?
Well, my position has been pretty clear, and that is that there are reports of contact between humans and sentient non-humans throughout the entirety of human history. Appears basically in every culture, everywhere around the world. Oh, by the way, they happen to drop in on little silver ships is kind of a fairly new wrinkle to that. But the reality of some sort of interaction is, I think, very significant, highly probable. We're back to, again, my view, the fundamental difference in belief systems, and in the West it tends to be materialistic, as opposed to the folks that I've interacted with all over the world who take a spirit world. I think I've mentioned before, dealing with shamans, that you have shamans who move seamlessly between the spirit world and consensus reality, or what we call the real world, whereas in the West, if you even believe in the spirit world, it is something that is separate and distinct from the, quote, real world. I'm not sure there's a difference. I happen to have had experiences that certainly talks to the high probability of reality that there's a spirit world or worlds and that they interact with consensus reality as we know it.
Now, when you talk of consensus reality, is that like a collective unconscious?
No, it's like the collective conscious. I mean, reach out and, you're talking on some kind of microphone now. That's real. You can reach out and touch it and feel it and whatnot. The spirit world is certainly sometimes interacts with that. Get into issues such as supports or things of that nature. You have or spiritual healing, other kinds of interactions, information that's provided. I think those are all indicative. A couple of months ago, when Reality Denied first came out, I mentioned a thing. I had an incident happen here that I documented basically as best I could on Facebook of all things, but I had an envelope that had critical information in it that I absolutely needed, tore my office totally apart looking for it, couldn't find it, even asked my wife if she had taken the envelope, and nope, it was not it.
Let's break here and get the answer. What happened to that envelope? with Gene, John, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So what happened to the envelope, John Alexander?
What happened is I came in, sat down at the desk the next morning, and the envelope was sitting between me and the computer at arm's length in, you know, on top of all of the things that I had moved to find it the day before. I actually photographed that and, you know, put it up immediately. And first thing is contact my wife and say, did you move the envelope? And absolutely not. So it 100% was not there the night before and absolutely was there in the morning. And she and I were the only ones in the house in the intervening period.
So it just happened to turn up.
Yeah. The point is extensive searching had failed to find it the day before, and yet when it turns up, it wasn't like you had to turn over something. It was lying in plain view within arm's reach without any extended effort, and 100% was not there the day before.
I've seen that happen once or twice and didn't think about it till you mentioned it, where it's an obvious place that there's no way on earth you would not have seen it. No way. I had this with a pair of reading glasses a few weeks ago where it just disappeared, and I looked all around my little office area, and I couldn't find it. Fortunately, I had a spare. But, you know, you and I, we get a little older, we have to have the reading glasses. So I looked around, and one day I'm staring at this inkjet printer, all-in-one printer, that I have in the corner of the room. And right in front of it, right there, are the reading glasses. And I stare at that place all the time because as I speak to you on the microphone, the printer is right ahead of me. I have no idea how it turned up. I asked my wife, did you find this? No, I didn't. And there's nobody here, and the dog didn't find it and put it up there.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you could say that's an argument for why people have been believing in elves and fairies and little tricksters that go about our everyday lives and trick us in very mundane fashion. You know, I'm reminded of David Politi's books, Missing 411, where people have been, you know, searched for by dozens of search and rescue personnel for days. And then all of a sudden one day, there they are, right where people have crisscrossed the area, you know, dozens of times. All of a sudden there's the missing person.
There is fire in the sky.
Okay.
The Travis Walton case.
Yeah. Yeah, good example. Well, some people would say not so good, but I think Travis had a real experience. Not sure what it was. I'm not even sure he's sure what it was. But I think that goes to John's point earlier that, you know, we're dealing with something that appears to be stovepiped and appears to be each of these areas of phenomenal events appear to be standalone, but in my mind, there's got to be some sort of connecting mechanism or element that connects many of these apparently divergent phenomena. It connects them together. And, you know, what my question would be is what's the point? What do we get? What lesson are we being taught?
Well, now that is the question. But one of the things I wrote to in both UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, Realities, and the Reality Denied is something that we called precognitive sentient phenomena. And this came about because of my observations at Skinwalker Ranch. And we had, if you look at the events that happened there, just absolutely beyond belief. You try to instrument, this is where it gets terribly frustrating trying to analyze some of the data. Had the ranch instrumented, cameras looking 24/7, you know, time-lapse photography, all kinds of things. And an event would happen. So you say, let me try to study that. You set up to do that, and something else would happen. And it was like, when I say precognitive, that there was a, it's a trickster-like phenomena, but it knows how the researcher is going to respond before the observation is even presented to them. And then as you try to understand that, it morphs into something else. Say, you like that? Try this. And you see something totally different. And the point is, whatever it was totally in control. We were not. And I think that's true kind of across the board.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it just, to me, it's a tantalizing hint that we're dealing with something that has some sort of time manipulation capability. this all seems to be somehow explained by being able to, you know, the whole precognitive aspect of it smacks of some sort of time manipulation.
If time exists.
Well, it does exist as a construct, and getting back to your idea of a consensual reality, we all agree that it exists, so to a certain degree it does. We are recording a two-hour show here, a three-hour show, but 2 hours of talking. So
when you start dealing with extra-dimensional realities, one of the things that comes back is that time as we know it does not exist. It's just a convenience for measuring the transitivity of events as they occur in what we call consensus reality.
Right. Well, when you get into the whole dimensional thing, people on the forums are going to, there's several individuals that scratch their heads and try to figure out what we mean by that when we say, well, you know, we're obviously dealing with something from another dimension. You know, it's hard for people to understand, I think, a dimensional aspect to many of these things that we're all so fascinated by. How would you describe?
We'd have figured it out already, huh?
You would think, but how would you describe the ability to, you know, how is it possible? What is the actual physical process, do you think, or if you had to venture a guess, that would allow some sort of dimensional?
Yeah, you just modify to saying, what are the physical aspects? Because obviously some of this is non-physical.
Good point. It's almost like we're dealing with, you know, like cloud technology on some exalted level. The cloud has always been something that's fascinated me and scared me, too, because I, you know, I hate to think that, there, you know, all my data is up there just floating around somewhere for whoever has the access codes. It's almost like we're dealing with a cloud.
Wasn't that also called the Akashic Record?
That's been one term that's been used. I remember it especially from the 60s and 70s. The James Roberts books and the Doris Lessing, I think she wrote some very interesting books with that whole concept of oversouls and undersouls and that sort of thing.
Eckhart Carr came along.
Yeah, Eckhart Carr, yeah. Eckhart Carr supposedly was gathering in some, isolated underground cavern that could only be, I think, access through the astral, and they were having meetings there and group meditations here.
We're going to have some other meditations and then get back for two more segments with John Alexander and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Chris, continue, please.
Eckankar, whatever happened to them, John?
I'm not sure. I haven't followed. It just popped into mind as we were discussing it.
No, that was one of those weird groups that you never really knew exactly what they were about or what was going on with them, and then they kind of just faded away. Remember, I got that book.
All New Age kind of came, and many aspects faded away, and these things are recurrent, though. I mean, it's sort of sick. As to when they come into vogue and out.
Yeah. Well, anytime you get kind of lonesome for the new age, just come visit me in Sedona. You'll get more than your fair dose of the new age here. I had to move because of it, pretty much. I can only take so much of that whole vibe before I start to develop itches in places that I can't find where to scratch.
Has 89A been fixed yet?
Yes. Yes, it's all done. They've expanded the road between the top of the canyon, Oak Creek Canyon, and Flagstaff because of all the people getting killed from hitting elk. And they widened that whole 8-mile stretch and painted the sides of the road. They cut back all the trees and then painted it a light color so you can see the elk when they get within 20 feet of the road, 30 feet of the road. So it's all done, finally. And the whole route coming in from 179, from Highway 17, rather, has been done for a number of years. But it's all done, but it hasn't helped at all. We still have terrible traffic here. It's just unbelievable for a small little place, you know. So, Gene, take it away. I mean, what
I'm taking things, and I have no idea where to put them, but I hope I will. I think when we talk about all this, trying to get a realistic picture of all sorts of weird phenomena going on, every time I focus on UFOs, it seems like they're all living in this tiny bubble. this tiny ET bubble.
Yeah.
And nothing seems to get in. And when you get stories like this with the Pentagon study and everything and the work that Bigelow supposedly did, all you see is no greater focus because he believes UFOs are aliens. He said so pretty much on the 60 Minutes show when he was on there. So you've got one eccentric billionaire who believes in this stuff, and we follow what he does, unfortunately. But the other thing that was interesting to me, which has, I guess, been confirmed by some of the articles I read, is that when MUFON had its controversial encounter with Bigelow to fund some UFO research, that was apparently government money.
Well, we don't know that for sure, but the timing is...
I've never heard that.
Well, the timing is pretty spot on, John, of the project and Bigelow's involvement with MUFON.
I think that's what James Carrion feels. He was the executive director or international director of MUFON at the time.
Was outside of that loop, to the best of my knowledge, that is not accurate.
You know, it's not like he would need to dip into that.
I have no special knowledge of that, I want to say, but I've talked to others and who were intimately involved, and there were, from their perspective, other administrative issues, and not so much on, I've never heard inference of that was government money. Man, we were in the noise level compared to what Bigelow had been supporting anyway.
It wouldn't have been that much for him to float that amount of cash. If you look at how much money he spent over a 12-13 year period up in Utah, he was sending his jet up there to respond in the same, within hours of events going on there. That's expensive.
We had people up there a good bit of the time.
In addition to all that.
Working there, but, our own folks were, and I was one of those, was on site periodically.
Right. Well, what were your, did you have any events up there that you personally experienced that you'd like to talk about? I know you did, but are there any that you'd like to discuss?
I actually didn't. I was the first one to spend the night, actually the day he actually bought the ranch. I stayed up there alone on the top of the mesa, and other than a lot of mosquitoes, exciting thing that happened to me.
Yeah, so no large wolves, cattle mutilators, no portals opening up in front of the ranch house.
However, one of the things I might, because I've been asked about this, my experience has been that strange things happen around me as opposed to me. And again, throughout Reality Denied, that's what the whole book is about, is, subtitles, firsthand experiences with things that can't happen,
but did.
And the things that happen, again, all over the world, and some of the military stuff we did happened, rather than to me, around me. And I can't really explain that, but I've heard, similar talks from other people.
Yeah. So sitting out in a lawn chair as bait. I think George Knapp mentioned that particular incident where he felt like he was being kind of floated out there as some bait or something, and he still to this day is not sure how he felt about that.
the biggest event. Well, I said I've seen UFOs twice. One was up at a ranch in the state of Washington, and the other was the one with Chris Bledsoe. And that's one where, we we were describing the event and sitting there together, and he suddenly says, I think they're here, and behold, within a few seconds, the thing popped into view. Some say that was done for my benefit to see it, but,
And it sounds like one of those cases where they're monitoring individuals and kind of doing a tricksterish little routine to...
Yeah, now the incidents with Chris, continue to this day. I've had emails from him recently. He continues to take continuously pictures of orbs, some of them in the visual spectrum, others that show up once you have it developed or and look at it from a digital perspective.
Right.
But
speaking of orbs, what was the orb project?
Sorry?
Do you recall hearing anything about the orb project?
Not specifically. It sounds vaguely familiar, but I'm not familiar.
Yeah, there was something that the Bigelow had, some study. I think some of his security guys, at least one security guard, who was given instructions to constantly be taking pictures and be extra vigilant when, one shot would have no orbs in them and the next shot would be filled with them.
Is this at the ranch?
At the ranch. Security personnel at the ranch. And one of these security guards did mention something about the orb project, and I'd never really heard any other references to that.
No, I have not heard of it in that perspective, no.
No.
We're going to have one more segment with Colonel John B. Alexander and Chris O'Brien and Gene Steinberg. We're talking a little bit now about orbs. All right, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, RockoidsRockoids.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you talk at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Chris is being possessed by an orb, is that it? I just thought orbs were just blemishes from the lens or flashes.
Particulate matter close to the camera.
When you're seeing them, and that's why I say the ones in the visual spectrum, I think, are important, as opposed to just things that show up when you're viewing the film. I had some that were taken, this was in the latter category, but Chris was out. We were up on Mount Charleston, about the 9,000-foot level, and I had taking a series of pictures, and some of them are perfectly clear, and others, there's stuff floating out there. You go, where did that come from? The change was from, you know, just a few seconds between taking the photos.
Yeah, I've had that happen, too. I think a lot of it, though, is out of focus, particulate matter close to the camera being illuminated by the flash. But I've also seen orbs with the naked eye and taking pictures of them, and I've seen squirrely little worms that of light that are toiling around in the air and photograph them. So there are real orbs, and then there are digital artifact orbs.
There's no doubt that if you use a flash and there's dust in the air, you know, that you can get anomalous illumination there. So.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's others that pretty much defy description.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it does tend to be a precursor to the potential of other things happening. Just like in the San Luis Valley, we had what appear to be like giant bottle rockets that fizzle out. They're not meteors. They've been reported leaving behind smoke trails. I've seen one underneath a completely uniform overcast sky actually arching over trees about 1,000 feet below me. So they are some sort of localized phenomenal manifestation. But they tend to happen, and then we get a wave of, you know, several days or even weeks of UFO activity, other anomalous-type activity, and then there'll be another spate of these cheap fireworks, as I call them, and the wave will be over. It's almost like they announce the wave coming in, and they announce the end of the wave is the only real pattern that I could discern. And it was a fairly distinct pattern. And I think orbs may potentially have that. We may be able to use them as a way to alert ourselves that maybe other things are going on. This is just my intuition about it, but that's my kind of my hit on it.
Well, there's an interesting case that's very well known, but there's other aspects to it. I'm sure you know Dr. Lynn Katai and the famous Phoenix Light. But, you know, she has taken photos from her house, which is a little bit above the Phoenix Basin there. Sure enough, has seen things down below across the area that show up on the film.
Yep. Yeah, we haven't had Lynn on the show in a while.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think I interviewed her once for After the Paracast, very briefly, maybe 30, 40 minutes. And then it goes back to the earliest days of the show.
So John, what is on your radar? What are you now involved with? Do you have any projects that you're working on? Anything? You've taken a break? How's the book doing? It seems to be doing very well at Amazon. It's up there in one of the better sellers in the several categories that it's listed in. What's on your radar?
You probably checked it, and I haven't, so I'm not quite sure where that...
You're at about 40,000, which is really good. If you're in five figures, you're doing well.
The article, I'm doing another one in kind of the straight world and looking at the coincidence between football, climate change, gun control, and tobacco. And what I think the common factor is there.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Right here, the common factor is willful ignorance, the ability to ignore data.
Right,
and,
right.
That certainly applies in the UFO and other phenomena region, is that people just choose to ignore the obvious.
Yeah. On both sides of the belief system.
Yep.
So any trips planned? Are you going to be heading overseas anytime soon? Or?
Not sure. We're looking at going to Sri Lanka, and I want to go out and dive with whale sharks. So I haven't done that one yet. So
wow.
Plan to do that shortly.
Wow, that would be fun. Well, where do you do that? Up in cold water or is that warm water?
No, that's down, you can do it off Belize, Mexico, or in the Gulf. You also get them on the Pacific side. They also show up in the Red Sea, but I think I'll use one of the ones that's closer.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be heading over in that part of the world for any reason right now myself. I'm just allergic to the War of the Gourd of Ashes, as the Hopi calls it. Well, it's been great having you back on the show. We really appreciate you doing a quick turnaround. I know we just had you on a month ago, but this whole story, I think, is important, and you are the perfect person in our minds to comment on it from a place of authority and cogence. I mean, it's always great having you on the show. Where do you think all this is going to go? I mean, do you think that Tom DeLonge's group and the August team that he has assembled is going to be able to make any headway? Let's say they do get some funding. Are we going to be seeing something good coming out of this?
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to step up with serious funding. Other than that, this is going to be another incident that will, in 5 years, you'll talk about and say, remember the time when.
Oh, like a footnote, huh?
I don't think it's going to last 5 years, John. I think
when you look back from a five-year perspective.
Yeah.
I think we'll look back from a one-year perspective and see, oh, yeah, that was a flash in the pan.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far or sell it that short. I think there is a little bit of sticking power. This has been a bit of a paradigm shift. Reluctantly, I think some people will agree to that. And I think it's going to have a little bit more staying power from a 5 year perspective, maybe not, but from a 1 or 2 year perspective, I think it's still sensational enough for people to hold on to it as the next great hope for disclosure and for, the benevolent space brothers to finally come and solve all our problems for us. People are going to be holding on to that.
Actually, I think we shouldn't call them benevolent space brothers. They have to be real cretins to watch all the suffering and do nothing about it.
Yeah, E.T. did not answer the phone.
Absolutely. John Alexander, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the things you do.
Well, the easiest is on my website, and the easiest thing to do there is just Google my name, John B. Alexander. B is the middle initial, and I'll pop up pretty early. If you put in UFO or anything like that, it'll pop up, and that's the best way. I'm also on the Facebook, and I've decided that the universe has gone to die, at least intellectually.
I think you're being optimistic. I think it's already dead.
You can find us on Facebook. We have two official Paracast fan clubs. We are on Twitter. And now that you have, what, 288 characters instead of 144, we hope all those characters will show up and send us a message. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. We invite you to check it out, OurStrangePlanet.com. We also invite you to check out our other radio show. It's called After the Paracast. It's unpredictable. We never know from week to week what we'll do. In fact, we may even have stuff that we forgot we did, like having Dr. Lynn Kitai come on there and talk about the Phoenix Lights one week. Another week, Nick Pope, the fellow who is at the Ministry of Defense in the UK, got a hold of UFO matters, and it turns out he is a fan of conspiracy theories. It's after the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus package, which includes a version of this show with better quality audio, free of the network ads, available for a low subscription rate. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. Our price, cheap. Colonel Alexander, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Been fun.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.